Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Journey with us as we discuss the life of a gentleman and how we can gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. Each week, we will bring engaging discussions, thought-provoking interviews, and tips on upgrading your personal style. We are all a work in progress. Let's take this journey together. Let's live the life of a gentleman. Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. I'm Richard Taylor, award-winning author, apparel industry expert, and business owner. And I'd like to personally thank you for listening today and taking this journey with us as we strive to make continual progress in living by the gentleman's code. Please, if you would, could you rate, review, and subscribe to the Life of a Gentleman podcast? By doing this, we are able to bring more exposure and more episodes to listeners that would appreciate this information. We'd also like to extend our invitation to accept a free gift. Download your own copy of the ebook or choose an audio version of The Life of a Gentleman. This is over 144 pages of information regarding the gentleman's lifestyle. It's available at harrisonblakeapparel.com. Simply visit the blog and download your free copy. At this time, I am joined in studio by my co-host, Charles. How's it going today?
Oh, it's going great. How are you doing today, Richard?
I'm doing great as well. I cannot complain. I am loving this summer weather, and I want more of it.
Yes, and it's great to be back in the studio. Let's get on this today's topic. What is today's topic?
Well, today I thought it'd be interesting if we talked about grooming, because it's a subject that a lot of guys overlook. Now, we all want to dress great, but you can't dress great and forget to be well-groomed.
Just some of the basics is what we're going to talk about today, to be well-groomed. And I think this is going to be a great subject. You know, it's kind of funny when we were kind of going over this and talking about grooming. It reminds me of my dad. A few months ago, my dad, he had a very important event coming up, and someone had treated him to a day spa.
Oh, a day spa.
A day spa. And he had a pedicure, of all things. Now, if your dad is like my dad, I could never imagine my dad having a pedicure. But after the pedicure, he called me and he said, Charles, he said, this was one of the most amazing experiences I ever had. He said, the girl, she took my feet. He said, she put lotion on them. She cut my nails. She shined them up. She even put some polish on them. Now, he's going to kill me for saying this, but but this is the experience. And he called me. He said, it felt like I was walking on air after I got done. So a little things like grooming is very important for our style.
Oh, definitely. It gets you off on the right foot, so to speak.
Yes.
And when you step out of the house, we always mention on The Life of a Gentleman that you want to feel confident. And what better way to feel confident than from head to toe? You can't just have on the outer garments. What people don't see sometimes, hey, it matters just as much, doesn't it, Charles?
Yes, it does. It doesn't matter if you have a great suit on, you have great shoes on, if your hygiene, if your hair, if your nails are not done properly, all that is thrown out the window.
Yeah, let's start at the top. Let's start with the hair. Definitely you want to make sure you're getting your hair cut regularly. Well, you don't want that shaggy look, do you?
No, you do not. Now, when you say regularly, how much time are we talking about?
Well, the thing is, everybody's different. Their hair grows different. The rate that it grows is differently. The thing is, you have to make that decision for yourself. So it has to be presentable. That's the most important thing. So for you, if it's weekly, then you're going to have to budget that or learn how to do it yourself. Or it could be, for some people, they could go 3 weeks without a haircut and still look presentable.
Yes, 2 to 3 weeks at the max, I would say, would be a presentable way to look. But in between there, you can get tips. You can just go and get a lining for your hair also too. And this is a way to save before you get the next haircut.
Yeah, that's perfect as well. And so then also we could talk about shaving, because that's part of the presentation that you're putting out. Everybody's going to see your face. That's one of the first things they're going to notice. And if you have a beard, is it groomed? Is it groomed nicely and taken care of and maintained? Or are you going for one of those mountain men looks from one of the Discovery Channel shows?
Yeah, we definitely do not want to be like Grizzly Adams. And we definitely do not want to have the neck flame. Now, I'll say that word. It's coming up in the later in one of our interview. He talks about that, about what that neck flame is, the hair that's growing out from.
Yeah, I think he called it the neck connect.
Yeah, that was another word that he used. You don't want to have that, but you want to have your beard trimmed, and you want to have it nicely shaped. And this is a good look, not only in casual, but also too, as businesses are getting more lax within allowing facial hair, we don't want to overstep that bound, but we want to continue to live the life of a gentleman and keep that nice and trim.
Yeah, those are some great points, and we're looking forward to that interview as well. But also another thing to think about with your grooming is sometimes get overlooked is just the basics. You know, finding the right deodorant for you. Now, that may sound funny. You're saying, what? What's the right deodorant? No, but it's different. Everybody's pH balance is a little different. And some people can use the gels. Others can't due to sensitive skin. You have to find one that's comfortable for you. Maybe you want to go all natural. And you can do that. They have some great products out there on the market. But make sure they're effective. Because, yeah, if you go all natural, you still want to make sure you're not offending everyone.
Yeah, that is a great tip. When using deodorants, you want the fragrance to come through, and you don't want your smell to be overpowering. And like you said, some people have sensitive skin, some people have non-sensitive skin. But it was an interview a couple weeks ago with Gregory when he was talking about colognes.
Yeah, I remember that. It was an awesome interview.
Yeah, he said a person's culture and a person, what you eat, what type of medicine may affect the smell. So what deodorant may be effective for you may not be effective for me. So we have to get that right balance.
Yeah, and since you mentioned the cologne as well, it's important for a gentleman to distinguish maybe your own personal scent, something that you use quite regularly, because that fragrance or that cologne or is going to actually stick with you and kind of become your calling card, as it were, as you walk into the office at work.
Yeah, kind of that signature, that stamp.
Yeah, that's what Gregory called it, the signature.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have to be very careful on keeping the right balance when it comes to our deodorant. But also, too, what about your nails?
Oh, yeah, we don't want to be walking around looking like Wolverine, you know?
No, or we don't want to look like a child, a nervous child, who has bitten their nails.
Oh,
all the way down to where you don't even see any nails and they're still biting. How does that look?
That is a big turnoff for many, many people. And it really is an unsightly look. It shows somewhat of immaturity, like you mentioned, for biting the nails. But also that is a very unhealthy habit. It actually can make you sick. Yeah. Imagine all the things that you touch during the
throughout the day.
The course of the day. Now you're putting that in your mouth, you're biting it, and inadvertently you're digesting some of that.
That is gross. We'll leave it at that. But I would just say, when we had our kid, we would tell them, don't put that in your mouth. Don't put that in their mouth. But yet and still we're biting our fingernails. What type of message is that sending? Or how is that looking? That looking like that we're childish. And we have no self-control, not even to bite our nails.
No, great point. Now, for the audience, imagine the most stylish person that you can think of. Okay, you have that person in your mind? Okay, now imagine that person biting on their nails.
Ooh.
Now, all of a sudden, they're not so stylish anymore.
Oh, I'm getting a frown on my face.
Yeah, so that, definitely want to avoid that. Use nail clippers on your nails. Yeah. Keep them maintained. Or you know what? Hey, do like what your father did. Go to a spa. There's nothing wrong with it. Man, it's okay. You can go ahead and get a manicure. You don't have to get the polish. Opt out of that part if you want.
But keep them clean. Keep your nails clean. I know a lot of professions, they use their hands. And there's nothing wrong with that if you use your hands. But at the end of the day, how clean do you keep your hands?
Yeah, because when you're shaking hands or when you're handling money, people see your hands all the time. Your hands are exposed. You know, sometimes our arms are covered up in our legs, but people see our face and they see our hands. It's very important to think about that.
Yes, and you're talking about grooming again. So you talk about the face. What is one of the things that they see in your face?
Your teeth. That's what comes to mind. I think about that. Definitely want to take care of your teeth. You only get one set.
Yes.
And you don't want to blow it. You want to make sure you're brushing regularly, flossing, and mouthwash doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't hurt. Matter of fact, a step further, I got braces later in life. It was so important to me. I didn't know how much I smiled or how much I hid my smile because I was just ashamed of my teeth. Even though I was super confident, but once I got braces, that confidence level just raised so much. And since I was paying for it for myself and not my parents,
yeah,
then that made the biggest difference. Then I took care of it. Then I understood the reason why I didn't have braces at first when I was younger, as opposed to as I was older. But make sure, if you want to feel that confidence, is nothing wrong with getting braces when you're older.
Nothing wrong with it at all. In fact, it goes right along with what we say on Living the Life of a Gentleman. The biggest and best investment you can make is in yourself.
Yes.
And if people are going to be looking at your face, you want to have a nice smile. So what you did is very commendable.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. And like I see, the difference that I have seen, or the difference I've seen even within my friends, that I encourage them to get braces, then it makes a world of difference. Not only that, if you can, try to get some LASIK eye surgery. Also, too.
Yeah, that's another thought, something to think about. Hey, there's nothing wrong with investing in yourself.
Yeah, that's a part of grooming also, too, because a lot of times if people have glasses, some people may have the wrong fit in glasses. Just like you can have the wrong fit in suits, you can have the wrong fit in glasses also, too. So you want, if you can alleviate that, and that'll go well for you.
Yeah, definitely. Now, here's another subject, because right now it's summertime, so a lot of guys may be doing the sockless look, wearing the no-show socks, or maybe they're hitting the beach.
Yes.
And it's time. It's sandal weather, right?
Yes, it is.
Maybe at the beach it's appropriate to go ahead and wear some sandals. I'm a big fan of boat shoes, so I wear those a lot in the summertime. But with that being said, now my ankles, or everyone's ankles and their feet, are being exposed. What do you want to avoid?
You definitely want to stay moisturized. You do not want to avoid the look where you have any type of deficiency upon your feet.
Yeah. Now, one of the tips that has been presented, industry fact, is that when you get out of the shower, that's the best time to go ahead and get the moisturizer on your feet. When you're in the shower, you can go ahead and use a scrubbing agent to kind of sand down some of the extra dead skin, exfoliate, things of that nature. But when you get out, go ahead, sit down, lotion your feet up very heavily then at that point. And if you do that year round, by the time the summer rolls around, I mean, your skin's very durable. It's going to hold up.
Yes.
I mean, don't at the last minute, now it's July and you decide
just to take advantage of that and trying to care.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're going to take care of your feet. You got a lot of catching up to do if you do it that way.
Yes, you do. And as we're talking about grooming. So from head to toe, just these little tips can keep you on the path as being a gentleman.
Yeah, definitely. You know what? Since we're talking about grooming and we already kind of teased this up a little bit, why don't we get into our interview and learn a little bit more about beards? Audience, you're going to be surprised, because even if you don't have a beard, you're going to learn some valuable information in this interview. You ready?
Let's go.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Welcome, everyone, to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. And today we are joined by a special guest. This is Justin Mashouf from Mystic Man Beard Company. And he's going to explain to us what is Mystic Man and how it's going to benefit us and make your beard look awesome. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me, guys. I appreciate it. You know, Mystic Man is a company that's kind of founded on the principles of the great mystics of the past and the present and the future. You know, we look and try to better ourselves as men and as human beings and individuals and try to be, you know, good citizens of our universe and look good while doing it. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with looking good and, you know, beautifying yourself for your creation.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. And we definitely see just from your page that you have a lot of people looking great. So let me ask you, why do you think beards are so popular now?
You know, I think kind of a lot of us are going back to that original kind of feeling of humanity as, you know, just kind of getting back to that natural state. You know, I think there's kind of also like a fad or fashion that's kind of happening around beards, but I think that kind of the source of it is people just being more comfortable being them. I think now with a lot of workplaces being a little bit more lax on their kind of appearance policies, yeah, and also people working remotely now, they're actually able to not be so superficial and have to shave their face every day, which is actually quite damaging to, you know, your skin. So people are kind of getting back to that natural state, you know, feeling kind of manly, being back in the outdoors. It's, I think, in some ways, a kind of an answer to kind of our modern, it's like a reaction to the kind of modern over technology use of people kind of getting stuffed up and being kind of on computers all the time. You know, people kind of want to unleash the beast a little bit and letting that facial hair grow.
Well, letting go, yeah.
Yeah, with that being a trend, that's got to be a big boom for your business. Now, is that what prompted you to get into the beard care business? Is that the right term?
Yeah, you know, we're currently diversifying our products right now into being a more kind of comprehensive personal care brand. We're developing a shampoo body wash as well as a pomade so that can be used in hair and beard. And, you know, really what prompted us as a business to get into personal care is just the fact that, you know, men are being a bit more conscious of what they're putting on their skin and in their hair. And as well as kind of this movement of social entrepreneurship and trying to, you know, consume things that we know, you know, these companies are giving back to the community, you know. We pride ourselves on trying to get some of the proceeds from our profits back to the community, specifically to educational causes that, you know, serve underprivileged communities and, you know, frankly, communities that have been ignored by the rest of the world. So, you know, for me as a consumer, I'd rather, you know, spend my dollars with somebody who's going to, you know, do good with it and also, you know, that have taken the steps to source their ingredients from places where, you know, the workers aren't being affected by terrible chemicals and pesticides. These all have long-term effects on our world as a whole. It affects each and every one of us. So that's really what prompted us to kind of get into this business.
Yes, and we can definitely see the activism that you guys have. It definitely is reflected within your product. Now, you touched on it a little bit, but is there a difference between facial hair and hair on your head and the products that you use? Is there a difference?
Yeah, you know, I think there definitely is, I mean, from a couple standpoints, one being, you know, obviously the styling of that hair, right, and the amount of upkeep, right? Generally, you know, somebody gets a haircut once every, whatever, 2 to 3 weeks, your face, you know, you kind of have to be a little bit more on top of it, you know, styling the beard, making sure that, you know, you don't have that crazy neck flame or that what we call the neck connect, which connects your neck hair to your chest hair, which is like a super grimy look. So, you know, it does take a bit more upkeep and, you know, the hair on your head. However, you know, it is actually important to care for your face. As you know, dealing with, you know, potentially ingrown hairs, you know, making sure that you're moisturizing, and the skin underneath your beard tends to kind of lose its moisture and be drawn out into the facial hair. And so, in using a beard oil product or a beard balm, you're also moisturizing the skin underneath and reducing the flaking that happens or the dandruff, the beard dandruff. That's an important concept, you know?
Yeah, we gotta love that, Bandruff. Did you coin that, Justin?
I don't know if I coined it, but I do like to say it.
I'm stealing it. Hey, you know, this show is called The Life of a Gentleman, and you brought up some great points about not wanting to let things just get out of control. So what are some of the tips or pointers you could give for grooming your beard? How often do you need to trim it up, or how do you do the grooming? What do you recommend?
You know, I think everybody is kind of like their own steward of themselves, and, you know, you have to understand also how your own facial hair grows. But in general, you know, I think one thing that's important is that people also look into their nutrition, because nutrition kind of dictates the quality of the hair that grows out. So that's like your first start, right? Is making sure that, you know, you're getting a balanced diet, proteins, you're drinking plenty of water. You know, one of the biggest causes of dandruff is actually dehydration, right? So
you don't want
that dandruff, that crazy dandruff. You're probably not drinking a lot of water if you have, like, extreme dandruff. So that's, like, the first start. And then, you know, clippers are great, a great start. You know, there's a lot of good clippers on the market. I definitely always have a pair of scissors handy by, you know, my bathroom mirror, making sure that I'm kind of catching those strays. It'll kind of reduce on the manginess. And then I would say on a daily basis, I'm using a razor to line my neck up and my cheeks, because, you know, that's kind of the first thing that starts to kind of ruin the shape of a beard, is that, you know, you're getting some early growth of, or, you know, your cheeks are being overgrown and your neck is getting grimy. Line up the back of that neck. If you live near a barber, you know, a lot of barbers, they have, like, discounted prices for just doing a beard lineup. So you ask them ahead of time, like, hey, just do some work on my beard. They'll, you know, they'll take care of you, and it's much quicker than a regular haircut. So you can be in and out of the barber chair within 5-10 minutes and, you know, have a professional take a look at you.
Oh, great. Those are some awesome tips. I'm just speaking with you and hearing the answers that you're giving. You seem to have a lot of knowledge in this field. So what's your background? Did you go to school for this, or did you just educate yourself on your own? Because you just have so much knowledge about the skin and also hair.
Yeah, man. Honestly, my background is actually in the media. I'm a filmmaker by trade and by education, and I, you know, got very interested in kind of the beard and personal care culture within the last 3 years, and just kind of took it upon myself to really get into it, integrated also in traditional, you know, Eastern methods and Ayurvedic, you know, natural treatments, right? My background is actually, my father's Persian, my mother's American, and I got very interested in looking at, you know, beauty trends, or now it's not beauty trends, beauty traditions and personal care remedies that were from, you know, 500 to 1,000 years ago. And how did people, before, you know, complex petrochemicals, how were they cleansing themselves, and how were they grooming themselves, and how were they washing their hair? And one of the things that I found, and it's why it's one of the key ingredients of our product, finding the this compound called sedge. And sedge is basically a tree that grows in the Middle East and throughout Southeast Asia. It has, you know, a lot of great natural components. It was used, actually, my dad, you know, grew up in the 50s and 60s in Iran, and before they had, like, shampoo that was coming from Europe and the U.S., they would literally use this pulverized leaf powder, and they would wash their hair with it. So that was one of the things I wanted to make sure that was in our product. Not only does it have a lot of great, you know, benefits of giving volume to hair and cleansing and protecting, but also it's mentioned in a lot of sacred traditions to have metaphysical kind of benefits to it as well. The tree itself is mentioned in the Quran 4 times. It's mentioned in the Old Testament, and it's used in many cultures throughout the Mediterranean and the Middle East as kind of a sacred tree and a sacred kind of powder. Even, you know, Muslims, when they pass away, part of their burial rites is to be kind of washed in a water that has some of these leaves in it. So it's kind of a connecting you back to the earth experience when you use, you know, our product.
Wow, definitely does sound all natural. And yeah, that is some good knowledge. Now, what if I'm a type of person that cannot grow a beard? Is the products that you have, is it still effective?
Yeah, so we have a lot of folks that actually, we've had women that have bought our beard oil and have used it on their eyebrows. They said they had trouble growing. You know, like they've gotten a little too crazy with their razor and lining up their eyebrows. And they're like, oh man, my eyebrows don't grow back like they used to. They got too crazy with the plucker. So they've actually used it in their eyebrows to help bring back the thickness and the fullness of their eyebrow hair. I myself use it on my scalp. Many of our clients use it in their scalp as well. So, you know, we recommend our product for not just for just beard, but for also for scalp as well. We're really excited, hopefully, that our shampoo comes out in the next 6 months. And, you know, people will really be able to see the full benefits of this, you know, natural remedy in their hair.
Well, I'm looking forward to trying some of this myself, especially the shampoo. Now, a lot of times these days, people are very interested in the fragrances and the aromas that these products give off. Now, I know that we're talking, but could you paint a picture for us? Kind of what kind of smells could we experience when we use this product?
Yeah, so the fragrance palette that we use is a sandalwood mixed with kind of like a tinge of eucalyptus.
Oh, nice.
So it kind of has a fresh feel to it, but also it has kind of a nice kind of, you know, musk, deep musk to it. And, you know, we kind of keep the fragrance on the low end, especially for the beard oil, because, you know, when you put something on your face, you don't want to be, you know, it's like right under your nose.
Smelling it all day, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be getting lightheaded from it. So keep it on the low. It feels real good. It smells real nice, but just perfect. You know, we spent a lot of time formulating the fragrance that it's not overpowering and it doesn't knock people out.
Okay. Now, is there anything that we should avoid when we're trying to grow a beard?
Yes, absolutely, for sure. When you're trying to grow a beard, definitely you want to stay away from those clippers. when you're trying to grow that beard proper, really take it, especially if it's your first time, really take your time and try to not mess it up. You know, I think the number one cause of death of a beard is a little too overconfident with those clippers. So, you know, kind of see a professional to line it up and take care of you as the beard is growing out, and then, you know, kind of strengthen your skills with the clippers in order to kind of keep it down on the down low, or to keep it kind of controlled and tamed. Scissors are a good friend. You know, there's a lot more control of those. I'm trying to think what other you know, problems are with people that are trying to grow beards. I mean, make sure that you're getting a lot of sleep. Keep your stress level down. A lot of kind of, you know, type of lifestyle things like that are helpful when growing a beard, because when you're stressed out, you can lose hair. So, I mean, even people can start going bald based on high levels of stress.
Wow.
So, keeping that stress level down, keeping the sleep up, nice protein in the diet, and actually working out. Working out is very helpful in growing a beard, because it'll get that testosterone flexing, and specific exercises, even squats and deadlifts, anything that lower region of those muscles down there, you know, when you work them, they create testosterone to the rest of the body, and it will actually increase the volume of hair that your body will produce.
Man, I gotta tell you, some of the information that you're dropping on us in this podcast is blowing my mind.
Wow.
I gotta start working out a lot harder and getting a lot more sleep if I want to get my beard really kind of popping out there.
Yeah, because we definitely do not want the neck connect or the neck flame, as you coined those terms too.
Yeah, you do not want that.
Oh, well, before we go, could you let everybody know where they can find you on social media and also the internet so they can get their hands on some of this awesome product?
Yeah, man. Our website is mystic-man.com, and you can find us on social media basically all around: Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Mystic Man Beard. So @ Mystic Man Beard. And, you know, reach out to us if you got any questions. We got a contact form on there, and, you know, hit us up. We'd love to hear from people.
Definitely, and send in your questions, And hopefully, Justin, you can come back on, because you know what? You're not just selling a product. You are a beard expert. So we'd love to have you come back on, answer some of the audience questions in the future.
Absolutely, man. I'd love to come back on.
Sounds great. Thanks for coming on today.
Take it easy, guys.
Here's a brief word from our sponsor. This podcast has been brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel. Visit them online for a great selection of neckties, pocket squares, and menswear accessories. Want to really step up your style? Join their monthly subscription club. For $25 per month, you'll receive one necktie plus four additional matching accessories. And now it's time for the segment we like to call The Gentleman's Look. A look into fashion, style, and accessories. This is The Gentleman's Look.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. This week, we're joined by one of our resident stylists, Barnett. What do you have in store for us today?
Hey, guys. I thought I'd kind of talk to you about what to do when you are getting ready to travel, what to take, and how to pack for that.
Oh, man, that's a good subject there, because I know I always overpack. When I come home, I'm left with so much stuff I don't even use. I think this is a good topic.
Yeah, I think we're all kind of guilty of overpacking a little bit.
Yeah, myself personally, I've tried to get better with it over the years, but sometimes still I just have too many items that are just kind of useless. So hopefully these tips are going to help others that are struggling with the same issues when packing to go on a trip somewhere.
I hope so. I hope I can help you out. One of the first things is I always like to plan what I'm going to wear. I think that, you know, if you're going to travel for 5 days and you want to get like five looks, that's kind of a starting base. So that kind of helps you figure out what you want to take.
Oh, okay. So plan what you're going to wear. So should I have five complete outfits from head to toe, five different pairs of shoes, or how does that work? Or can any of them be interchangeable?
Well, you can interchange them. I think for me, sometimes I'll admit sometimes I do the five different shoes, five different everything, but I don't think that's necessarily the case. Mixing and matching is really important. And I think that's important for, like, when you're planning. If you think about my next trick, which is my trick two, is if you kind of stick to one basic color scheme,
okay,
then you can mix and match.
Oh, that's a great tip there, sticking with a color scheme. That way you don't have to pack so much, because we all know how baggage fees can be. It's kind of nice to have just one bag. And if you're bringing a bunch of shoes, let's say on a plane, that's going to take up another bag, right?
Yeah, it'll take another bag. And if you have a bigger bag, you have to think about if you're gonna check that bag. You know, those shoes can kind of weigh a lot, and that'll kill you.
Yeah, that'll cost you.
Yeah, that is a great tip.
Yeah, so it's along the lines about mixing and matching, because I said, you know, my first trick is, all right, I plan these looks. I've got, you know, like five great looks, and you just never know what happens. And then all of a sudden, like, hey, I don't want to wear that with this, and all of a sudden you have a better idea, or some event comes up and you have to be a little better dressed or underdressed compared to what you had planned. So you just kind of mix and match, and then you have, if you have five outfits maybe, then all of a sudden you really have maybe 10, because you're able to switch them up.
That is good, to mix and match them. Now, what if you are going out of town and you may want to go shopping? Is it okay to pick up a couple items when you go shopping? Because that's the best thing we know. When you're out of town and you're in a different place, you want to pick up something. How important is that, or should we stay away from that?
I think it depends. I mean, I think you can do that. You know, in a perfect world, we'd take an empty suitcase and just go buy a whole bunch of new stuff. Yeah. We know that's not going to happen.
Okay.
You know, if there's some great deals, or you see something that's unique for maybe where you're going. I know for me, about 2 months ago, I traveled to Europe, and I just happened to go into the store that I'm a sucker for, like, Hugo Boss stuff, and the price points there compared to what they were here were phenomenal. So
oh, wow.
I was able to pick up some stuff, and I had some space in my luggage, and I got it home pretty nicely. So they're different looks, and I can't wait to try them out for this fall.
Okay, so we see there's nothing wrong with that, especially if you find a deal, that's always a good time to grab something. You don't want to pass it up, right?
Exactly. I think when you're actually packing, one of the best things to do is to kind of roll your clothes. You get a lot more space in your bag, and you know, it helps with, especially with some of the, if you're taking blazers and things like that, you can roll them and they fit in your suitcase pretty nicely, and you just unroll and hang when you get there. And that's always a key. One of the things I recommend, and I'm a sucker for it, if you can get onto YouTube and look at The Art of Travel by Louis Vuitton, they show you how to pack their luggage and bags and stuff. It's really, really interesting.
Oh, great.
Now, how important is it to have a nice bag when you're traveling?
It depends on what you mean by nice. If you're talking about I'm going to buy like an expensive bag, I don't necessarily think that's necessarily the key what you're looking for. You want a bag that's sturdy. You want a bag that's going to, if you're going to have to check it, it's going to maintain the wear and tear. So if you're going to hold the bag and it's a carry-on, I think it can be a little bit nicer. You can get a great bag and, you know, you're just going to put it in the overhead bin. But if you're going to have to take it and you're going to have to check it and there's a possibility that it could get stolen, just look for bags that are sturdy, that can hold your clothes. You don't need a really, you know, expensive name brand.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. That's really practical. I want to go back just for a second to something you said a minute ago. You said roll up the blazer and then unroll it. I've traveled with my blazers, and when I get to the hotel, they are wrinkled. What can I do?
Well, it depends. Well, if it's linen, you know it's going to be wrinkled. But
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else, I always, you know, tissue paper is really good. You can grab some tissue paper. I stick it in the sleeves. I put it, and I flip the jacket inside out.
Okay.
So the lining is actually on the outside. And then I start from the collar. Let me back up. I fold the sleeves in. I have tissue paper in them. Slap some tissue paper right where I folded the sleeves, and then from the collar I roll it down, but not too tight, so it's going to wrinkle, but just enough to it'll hold its shape. And okay. I typically don't have problems. And plus, if your suitcase isn't overpacked, you shouldn't have too many problems.
Ooh, I think that's probably the key, the overpacked suitcase, and then, yeah, making sure that you're not stuffing it in there to prevent those wrinkles. And the inside out, that's an eye-opener too. So, okay, good point there as well.
So we have to roll your clothes, and especially your blazers and tissue paper. What is a great tip? Is there any other tips that you have for us, Barnett?
Yeah, to conserve space, some of the things you want to think about, you know, you've got shoes, the shoes have holes. I always recommend shoe trees. There's some nice travel shoe trees. But in case you don't have them, you can kind of stuff your shoes with your underwear, your socks and stuff like that. Roll them up, stick them in there. Helps the shoes hold their shape if you don't have trees. And, you know, you have a little more space in your luggage.
Ooh, nice tip there. And yeah, you're kind of saving some space at the same time, as well as preserving your shoes. Now, how about your toiletries? What do you do with those? Would you recommend a toiletry bag separate from your clothing?
It depends on the length of travel that you have. If you know you're going to check your bag, yeah, get a good DOP kit, put it in your luggage, and that'll hold everything that you need, and you can actually take full size. If you're just doing a carry-on, then, you know, a big dot bag is going to take up a lot of space, so you might be, plus you're going to be limited to those, you know, the little travel ready bags that you're going to have to pull out anyway, unless you have TSA pre-board, which I recommend for everyone. Then you don't have to take any of that stuff out.
Wow, that sounds like you're a pro on that one. that is a good tip that I think that we will have to start utilizing from now on.
Everybody should sign up for that. I mean, you don't have to take off your shoes. You don't have to take your bag, your computer out of the bag. Your toiletries can stay in the case. And a little secret is sometimes if one of your toiletries doesn't fit and you kind of slide it in your bag, they don't always catch it. And if you go through, and you might get away with some full-size stuff. I don't recommend that.
but you didn't hear that from us.
Yeah. Those are the tricks of the trade that we've seen someone else do, not that we've seen you do.
I just heard about it.
Of course. Yeah.
All right, so we learned about the underwear and the shoe trick about conserving space a little bit, or your undergarments. Is there anything else that you have for us? Because these are some great helpful tips. I'm writing them down.
Well, I think that, you know, it's the other thing that you can do, and it's not a lot of cost, is if you're going to check your bag, just get one of those little locks, because you can tell if somebody's been in your bag, because, you have some nice stuff in your bags, and at least, you know, if it gets stolen, you have at least some recourse. Some of the locks will guarantee that they're not open. They're just open enough to check, and I always think that it's important to have one.
Definitely makes perfect sense, and we want to thank you for all these tips, really, because each one of them has been very practical and something that we can apply as we travel. It seems like you're a seasoned traveler, so to some of us novices, this is going to be some great information that we really can apply. Hey, would it be all right if you left us with one final travel tip before we say goodbye?
I don't know if it's so much a tip. It's so much more of a suggestion. One of my things is, I believe that when you travel, you shouldn't, it's not an excuse to be sloppy. I think that when you travel, you are representing wherever you're going, especially if you're going overseas, representing your country or you're representing another state. You should always dress comfortably, but not like a slob.
That's perfect.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, because people, since they're traveling, they think it's time to go to sleep, or it's time to have their sleepwear on because they want to be comfortable. But if your clothes fit comfortably, as we talked about earlier, then we will be comfortable when we travel. Man, that makes perfect sense there, Barnett. Hey, I want to thank you again for coming on The Life of a Gentleman.
Hey, before we close out too, could you let everyone know where they can follow you on social media and tell them about your blogs if you'd like to learn more information like this?
Sure, I'd be glad to. My blog is called The DC Fashion Fool. On your social media, Twitter, Instagram, it's all the same, at DC Fashion Fool. And you can also follow me for some lifestyle tips for some other stuff under Men's Life DC. And again, all social medias are the same, Men's Life DC.
Thank you so much once again for coming on The Life of a Gentleman. And until next time, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you soon.
Well, gentlemen, that wraps up another great episode of The Life of a Gentleman podcast. At the beginning, we had a great conversation all about grooming, the do's and the don'ts, things you need to watch out for. Hopefully, there were some practical tips in there that you could enjoy. And also, we had a chance to have an awesome interview and learn about a wonderful product, especially for your beards. Guys with beards, you have to check out these products by Justin Mashouf. Mystic Man Beard Care. Definitely check them out. Last but not least, Barnett dropped in again while Dennis is out on vacation and gave us some great tips that we can really put to use. Personally, I would like to thank each and every one for being part of the show today. Also, I'd like to thank our producer, who does an awesome job in supporting us each week. Also, thank you once again to Charles and to Dennis for supporting this podcast and this movement. As you all know, I am the founder of Harrison Blake Apparel, which is a family business that was started by myself. So it means a lot to have the support of friends and colleagues as we journey on living the life of a gentleman. Of note, Charles is not a part of the company. He's not an employee of Harrison Blake Apparel, but he truly is a wonderful friend by stepping up, joining me on the podcast, and supporting the brand. Thank you and cheers to him. The same with Dennis and also Barnett. We appreciate everyone's contributions and we hope everyone is looking forward to the next episode. Thank you for tuning in each week. We hope you're learning something. And please don't forget, drop us a line, podcast@harrisonblakeapparel.com. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to connect with you and even interview you if you have a subject that you think the audience would be interested in hearing. Until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties and lapel pins. Join the Harrison Blake Monthly Subscription Club. Each month, they deliver one necktie plus 4 additional matching accessories for only $25. This is the easy way to build or enhance your wardrobe. To learn more and subscribe, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com. These messages are also brought to you by DeAndre Marie, a young, talented female host who conducts interviews, event coverage, and produces the Life of a Gentleman podcast. For inquiries on how to be featured, please visit www.itsdeandremarie.com.